Of Auto World. In this half hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the executive producer and host of a very cool TV show. It's called the Vintage Vehicle Show. We're going to find out all about the show and the fascinating host that is our very special guest standing by. That's straight ahead. Also coming up a little later on in this half hour, a little bit later on in this hour, I should say, Ian Kelleher, one of the executives with the RM Auction Company. They're having a big sale in California, in Burbank, coming up within the next few days, as a matter of fact. And then, of course, on the RM side of the fence, the big Monterey auction is not that far off, so we'll do a little preview with Ian on both of those topics. Along the way, you can chime in at any time at our toll-free line anywhere across North America. The number is 855-662-4261, 855-662-4261. Or you could shoot me an email, bob at boblongradio.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Well, joining us right now on the Auto World guest lines is a gentleman I've had the pleasure of speaking with on the phone and reading a lot about over the last few days. He is an automotive journalist. He's a author. He's got a cool new book upcoming, and he's the executive producer and host of the Vintage Vehicle Show, which is a syndicated program heard on more, seen, I should say, on more than 100 television stations across North America and in 27 foreign markets. Lance Lambert, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing there, Lance?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, let's begin by talking a little bit about your own personal automotive passion. As I was reading on your Lance-Lambert.com website, really from the get-go, from the time you drove away as an infant from the hospital at birth, vehicles have been in your blood. And at the age of 14, you actually took control, took ownership of a vehicle from your dad.
I did, yeah. It was a one of the homeliest vehicles ever designed. It was a 47 Dodge Business Coupe, and I owned it long enough to sell it to another kid in the neighborhood for $50 and then use that money to buy something I really wanted.
That's great. And at the age of 15, you started a car club. Tell us about this car club.
Well, in Tacoma, where I grew up, Tacoma, Washington, there was a club called the Toppers, and they were the big-time club in town. That was the club everybody else tried to be. And I started going to their meetings when I was 14, and when I was 15, they told me I couldn't become a member until I was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was upset with that, so I went out and started my own club called the Steeds Car Club. And that was in the summer of 1962, and that club is still active and about 80 members right now. So
that's fantastic. What a great story. Over the years, of course, you started participating in both car shows and eventually produce shows, ranging at first from 12 cars in attendance to more than 1,000 different vehicles. Tell us a little bit about producing those car shows. That must have been a lot of fun, Lance.
Well, the first show that I produced, my television show, we decided to have a car show during the television show. It was going out live. So I had put the word out that if you wanted to bring your car to the studio, we'd have a little show. And I had a whopping 12 cars show up. But the viewers called in during the show to vote on the car that they liked the best. And so that was, you know, it was the start. And that show show over, I was at the head of that show for 11 years, and it went from 12 cars to 1,000 cars and went, you know, different locations, ended up in an area outside of Seattle called Issaquah, and it's one of the, I handed the show off to the city of Issaquah a few years ago to let them run it, but it's grown into one of the largest shows in the greater Seattle area.
That's terrific. And, of course, up in the greater Seattle-Tacoma area, there's a wonderful new car museum, America's Car Museum, and we've had David Madera on from that venue. I have not had the opportunity to check that museum out. Lance, since it's here in your neck of the woods, I'm sure you've been over to the museum.
Numerous times. We filmed an episode at the grand opening last summer, the LeMay America's Car Museum, and then we have we've shot three shows at their original facility and one at the new facility, and then LeMay also has, they call them satellite museums. There's one in Kirkland in the Pacific Northwest, and there's one in Denver, Colorado, and we've shot episodes in both of those places. And the ACM, the America's Car Museum, is just absolutely spectacular. It's amazing. We just shot a show at the Peterson Museum just about a month ago, and you know, that's a pretty big time museum, as you know, but the America's Car Museum is going to give it a pretty big run for its money.
That's wonderful. Let's talk about your television show. You've been doing it for over 20 years. It started in 1993. Tell us a little bit about how it got its start and the growth over the years.
Well, I was doing, there was a local television show here called Call Us Now. It was a live call-in talk show with a comedy format, and we did 135 episodes of that, and I was one of the cast members. And Jim Stansbury was the host and producer of that show, and I said, hey, Tim, let's do a show on cars. And he was pretty reluctant, but I talked him into it. And the summer of 93, we shot one episode, and it went well. And we decided to shoot another episode, and it went well. And 440 episodes later, here I am. It's been a great show. We've traveled all over the country. We've shot as far east as Florida and a lot of Southern California, West Coast. We've had, you know, just, you know, Jay Leno's been on the show. Barris has been on several times. Winfield's been on several times. John DiAgostino's been on nine times. He holds the record. Dip Booth, the late Boyd Coddington, just kind of almost every icon you can think of has been on the show.
That's wonderful. And folks can find out more information about the television show by logging on to VintageVehiclesTV.com. It's the Vintage Vehicle Show, and as I mentioned at the top, they're broadcast on 100 stations across the U.S. and on TV networks in 27 foreign markets. You can also check out some stuff on Vimeo.com as well as YouTube.com. It must be great fun doing the television show and being able, like you say, to meet some of these automotive icons. But it's also really cool, like myself here on the radio, just to be out there and at the major events and being able to rub elbows with regular folks like you and I, Lance, that are just car geeks.
Yeah, it's really great, and all the car people, every one of them that we've had on the show, they're just regular Joes, like you say. They're friendly and giving, and boy, they'll, you know, you ask for an interview, you get it, and they'll talk your leg off. They're just, you know, car people are the best people in the world.
Couldn't agree with you more. Our telephone number is 855-662-4321. My name is Bob Long. This is Auto World. We're live all across North America. And I think I gave up my 800 number wrong, so let me get the proper 800 number here. It is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. That's what happens, Lance, when you do some fill-in work on some other radio broadcasts. And I do that during the week. And sometimes the numbers get a little bit jumbled up, but the number is 855-660-4261. When we come back on the other side with Lance Lambert, we're going to tell you all about his upcoming book. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Hey, you. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Jim DeCutter from Midas Resources, July 25th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $13.2160. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.6949, $684.74 for a half ounce, or $342.37 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.6949, $684.74, and $342.37.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
If you're a fan of the television program, The Vintage Vehicle Show, we have a real treat in store for you because the executive producer and host of that program is with us, Lance Lambert, and he's telling us all about the show and all about
his background, and we would enjoy your participation via the telephone at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or if you prefer email, we have that up and running as well, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Just a quick reminder, still giving away some free product, that new Wash Drops car washing solution, which is very environmentally friendly. After you finish washing your car, you can actually dump the bucket of suds on a vegetable garden or a flower bed. It's really good stuff. So shoot me your name, address, and telephone number, because the folks like to use UPS or FedEx to deliver the free samples to you guys. So just shoot me an email and I'll hook you up. Lance, you've got a big happening coming up on the 1st of September. That's the day that your book is going to be released. It's called Fenders, Fins, and Friends, Confessions of a Car Guy. I love the name. Tell our listeners all around North America a little bit about what we can expect to find between the covers of this book.
Well, I've been writing for various publications for about 20 years, all automotive publications or the automotive journalist and various newspapers and all. And mostly what I write are kind of your warm and fuzzy and hopefully humorous, crazy stuff that we car guys do. So I just thought, why don't I put these all between a couple of covers and put it out there? And that's what I did. Wood Owl Press made gracious enough to be willing to publish it. So we've been putting that together, and September 1st is the publication date, and I'm going to have a couple of launches here. One of them will actually be at the LeMay Museum we were talking about, and another one here in Seattle, and just put it out there, and hopefully somebody will buy it and enjoy it and put a smile on their face.
That's great. How long have you been working on the book?
Well, as a book, for about 6 months. A lot of the articles were previously written, so, I just kind of gathered all this stuff together. But MJ McDermott, a good friend of mine and author, she's been on me forever to put it into book form and kind of greased the way for me with this publisher. And then I decided, okay, that's a good idea. And then that's when I found out how much work it is to put a book together.
Oh, that's great. And you actually have an autobiography in the works as well. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm not sure where you read that.
Yes.
I am working on another book. It's called Train from Tacoma, Confessions of a Wealthy Hobo. And it's about myself and three of my buddies that when we were 21 years old, which was a long time ago, we hopped freights and went down to Mexico for a few months. And it was quite an adventure.
Oh, that's great. Now, a mutual friend of ours told me that. Gary Wales, down in Southern California, who's just got an amazing collection of vehicles. And I know you've had him featured on the show. Tell us a little bit about that particular episode that you shot with Gary.
And we just taped that a couple of months ago. It just got released nationwide, so it's on. It has been on or will be on various stations all over. But Gary is a real unique individual. We had done a quick interview with him at the Greystone Concours and decided we wanted a full episode. And Gary takes American LaFrance fire trucks and Bentleys and turns them into what best can be described as kind of chitty-chitty bang-bang cars, whimsical vehicles. And we went and featured three of his cars on the show. And Gary is just as whimsical as his vehicles are. He's so full of life and a funny guy and just a real character. So it's one of our better shows, I think. And the best show, best episode of Vintage Vehicle for me. me is when I ask the guest a question or two, and they give me a 10-minute answer to each question, and that's the way Gary was. He just was full of information and great stories.
Absolutely. If folks listening around North America would like to find out more about where they can see the Vintage Vehicle Show, Lance, once again, tell us the exact website for the TV show.
It's VintageVehicleTV.com. Don't forget to put the TV in there, VintageVehicleTV.com. And you can also find out about it by going to Lance-Lambert.com. And if people are wondering where they can watch the show, if they go into the VintageVehicleTV.com site, there's a pull-down there that says station list. And we have most of the stations we are on listed on there, so people can take a peek and see if they can catch it in their area.
That's great. Another thing I think that is wonderful that you do with the Vintage Vehicle Television Show is that you actually have a place on the website where you ask folks, would you like the Vintage Vehicle Show to tape an episode at your car show, event, collection, museum, or company? I don't know of any other television show that does that. So that's a great way to interact with your viewers and fans, and I imagine you probably get quite a great response from that.
Quite a bit. Pretty much everything, 90% of what we shoot, the people have come to us and said, we'd love you to shoot, our car show or our collection or our museum or our restoration facility or whatever. And we're quick to say yes. We see what kind of arrangements we can make and climb on an airplane and head out and go grab a good episode if all things go right.
And there's some great pictures on your personal website there, Lance-Lambert.com, of yourself with a lot of automotive icons, including Jay Leno. I mean, what a great guy Jay is. Lots of folks who perhaps haven't had the opportunity to have an encounter with Jay at one of the car shows. But one of the things that I really love about Jay, and the same thing is true for the host of Chasing Classic Cars, Wayne Carini, if somebody wants a photograph, if somebody wants an autograph, I've never seen either one of those guys ever turn any individual down.
Jay is really gracious. We interviewed him at the Art Center car show that was there in Pasadena, and he took the time to interact with everybody that came up to him. And there was even a guy who, the more he talked, the more you realize he had some problems. And Jay was gracious to him and listened to him, and it was a real lesson in humility and just being a regular Joe. He's a real nice guy.
And so are you, Lance. We'll have you back with us real soon. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Oh, thank you, Bob. It's a real honor to be on your show. I really appreciate being asked.
Thank you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. We just had a great conversation with television host Lance Lambert, and if you'd like more information, definitely check out his websites. And I wasn't that familiar with this television show, to be honest with you, but I'm going to definitely check out the Vintage Vehicle Show. It's been around for more than 20 years. And speaking of things to check out, if you are a lover of great auctions, well, we've got a number to tell you about, including one from the folks at the Auctions America company, and Auctions America is part of the global company RM Auctions, and to tell us all about the big sale coming up under the Auction America's nameplate in Burbank, California, as well as preview some of the upcoming RM events, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the program one of our friends. His name is Ian Kelleher. Ian, welcome back to Auto World. How are you doing?
I'm good, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is very exciting. It's a debut sale for Auctions America to be held in Burbank, California. And the really cool part is this is the first time an Auctions America sale is going to be seen on a television network. How exciting that must be for you guys.
Yeah, that's pretty – we're pretty excited about that. And, it's going to be on NBC Sports Network with live coverage on August 2nd for 2 hours from 7 to 9 p.m. and August 3rd for 3 hours from 1 to 5 p.m. So 4 hours from 1 to 5 p.m. So that should be pretty exciting. And, there'll be a number of cars going over the block, and we understand there might be some pretty interesting television personalities possibly stopping by that day also.
Oh, wonderful. And again, this is going to be held in Burbank, California, which personally I think is a great spot for you guys to select. There have been a number of different auctions all across California, but no one has ever held anything in Burbank. And to me, you know, that's where the Tonight Show is shot. That's really not that far from Los Angeles and very accessible. And I think you're going to get a great response there.
Well, I certainly hope so, and that was also pretty much the basis for our thinking as well, Bob. So, it just worked out to be a good place to do it, and you know, we've been able to assemble almost over 450 cars for the sale. So we do feel like there was clearly a demand to do a sale there, and at this rate, we've now managed to match at least in terms of the consignments that we were looking for, and we're hoping we've been working very hard to find those buyers now as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the star vehicles going over the block at the Auctions America sale in Burbank, which is just around the corner, a very historic place. You guys, as you said, have got a whole slew of vehicles lined up, but tell us about some of your personal favorites, Ian.
The 300 SL, which is our cover car, it's a 1957 300 SL, which is actually gifted to Robert Stack by Desi Arnaz.
Oh,
and
great.
After he won the Emmy Award. So it was, you know, this is a highly, highly authentic original car. It has had a repaint, but, you know, it's been pretty much left overall quite original, and it's being offered without reserve. So it sort of generated a huge amount of interest. And, you know, it's obviously one of the more valuable cars in sale, but it's a great car on its own. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that. We got it running. We've had a lot of, interest in it. And it's just not often that you get a 300 SL Roadster to be offered without reserve like that. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I notice you've got quite a few vehicles going up over the block with no reserve, and also quite a mix of prices. I mean, there's something really for everybody at the collector car auction in Burbank from Auctions America, August 1st through 3rd. I mean, you could walk away with something for $10,000 that would be a real jewel.
There's certainly a widespread of consignments reflective of all different values, periods, makes, and, you know, like you said, value-wise, if you only have $20,000 to spend, then I can promise you there are some great cars in this sale that fit in that price range. They obviously go on up, but there's also, you know, there's a great collection of micro cars. There's also some great Corvairs. There's some terrific early French cars. There's the Citroen, there's a Renault, there's Volkswagens, there's Fiats. If you go online and go to our website, I think most people will be pretty surprised by the selection that we have to offer there. And as you said, many of them are offered without reserve. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of cars changing hands. And what most people sort of associate with a sale in Los Angeles are hot rods and muscle cars. And, mm-hmm. and we tried to do our best to balance that offering with some other, you know, interesting cars that most people, they identify with California, and you see them all throughout, but you don't necessarily see them at some of the collector car auctions in that Southern California region. So we really tried to focus on adding those cars to the offering.
The venue for the sale is the Los Angeles Marriott Burbank Airport Hotel facility, and that's right on Hollywood Way in Burbank, so very accessible. And as you say, Ian, you've got the muscle, like this amazing 69 Shelby GT500 King Cobra in red that looks like an absolute mean machine, and here's a drag car from 1941, a Willys Gasser drag car. I mean, those are the kind of vehicles that you associate with California. And Woody's, yes, of course, you've got a 47 Chrysler New Yorker Town and Country convertible and a 46 Ford Super Deluxe Sportsman convertible. There seems to be a real resurgence, at least from what I've been told by several experts in the collector car field. People are really becoming more and more interested in Woody's.
Yeah, they have a terrific following. They have an active club that whether it's a Ford, whether it's a Chrysler, whether it's a Studebaker, whether it's, you know, there's every American manufacturer made a Woody, and most of them were very high quality. And as a result, you know, they sort of, a lot of them survived either as extremely, you know, terrific original cars or things that needed a full restoration. But at the same time, you know, they were very, as I said, high quality and rare. And, you know, that appreciation has grown for them in the last couple of years, especially.
Here's a very cool car. You don't see many available, to say the least, a 1958 dual Ghia convertible. This was an interesting collaboration between a coach builder and the Chrysler Corporation. And, boy, what a stunning-looking vehicle this is.
That is a gorgeous car, and offered without reserve also. And it's, you know, they sort of represented the pinnacle of kind of American coach-built design at that period, and you know, they were really one-off examples in terms of, you know, you just didn't see them on the road. When you did see them, the chances are it was someone very famous or extremely wealthy behind the wheel, and, you know, they've survived as such in the same manner. So this one's a gorgeous color combination and a great car, so...
In addition to all the classics and hot rods and muscle cars and some movie cars, you've also got some motorcycles, and one that caught my eye. I love the movie The Fastest Indian, and this is indeed an Indian. It's a 1946 Indian Chief, the Steve McQueen Indian Chief. This is definitely got to be a highly sought-after bike. There's no question.
Yeah, Steve McQueen has become such an iconic symbol of automotive history and collecting, and the King of Cool, as he's known, obviously. This is a perfectly documented bike, too. It has absolute, you know, total authentication with it, and all the documents that accompany it really, you know, you can follow the provenance to a T. So this is a terrific bike. I think we're expecting this to be somewhere around 75,000.
Wow. Hold that thought, Ian.
Condition too.
We'll be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Ian Kelleher, car specialist, executive with Auctions America and the RM Auction Company. We're telling you all about the sale that's just around the bend, coming up literally within days. It's the California Car Collection at Burbank, August 1st through 3rd. You can be seen on the NBC Sports Network, and we've been telling you all about this great event. Interesting commercial placement there. During the break, we played a commercial from one of the great supporters of this program, Reliable Carriers, and salute to Bob Sellers and everybody with Reliable. And Ian, I know that you really love working with the folks at Reliable.
I do very much, and I've known Bob for personally for around 17 years. So, you know, when it comes to any kind of transport like that, I just, he's the first person I call, whether he wants to take my call or not. Sometimes it's a scary prospect. We've got a lot of things that we throw at them, and they constantly manage to deal with it. So they're the best in the business.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. A couple more just to mention here, and then we'll move on to the very busy schedule that you've got ahead for both Auctions America as well as RM. But had to ask you about this. I always like these, although it doesn't have the best power plant the power plant that was promised. But the 1994 Jaguar XJ220. This is a supercar from the early 90s when a lot of manufacturers were building supercars. How is this vehicle doing? Is it rising in value? You don't see too many. They didn't make too many to begin with.
You know, that's one that constantly sort of confounds me, because I find them to be absolutely gorgeous in person. They have such a physical presence, and the design is just second to none in a lot of ways, especially when you think of when it was designed. And, you know, you look at the value and you see how they've tracked over the years, and it has pretty much stayed at 200,000 or in that range, or, you know, basically for 10 years almost. And you know, we've had exceptions where some sell for a little bit more, and obviously the different federalized cars and EPA DOT certifications that they have. But yeah, I don't, they still have not hit their stride, so to speak. So, I look at them and I think if it's a good sorted car and it has all of the certification and it's sort of set up the way you'd want it, it's a very good value.
Absolutely. Another one, I got an email question from Ted in Missouri. He wanted to know more about the 64 Shelby 289 Cobra that's going up for sale on Saturday, August 3rd. This is a white Cobra, but there's one thing very unique about this vehicle, Ian.
Yeah, it is equipped with a factory automatic transmission, and so it's one of 17 automatic transmission cars done by the factory. This one was actually also a demonstrator when originally built. And, you know, it's different. It's a different experience while you're driving it, and you certainly feel it feels a little different. But it's still a 289 Cobra at heart, and it's still worth every bit of $800,000. So, you know, this one in itself has a great history, very well-known, very pure. No stories, no questions on it, and it's in terrific condition. It's been owned by a Southern California collector for a number of years, and we're obviously one of the highlights of the sale, so we're excited about it.
So once again, the big sale coming up in Burbank. Why don't you remind everybody of the dates and the coverage on NBC as well as the exact location, Ian?
Sure. It's at the Burbank Marriott in Los Angeles, which is at the Burbank Airport, and it'll be August 1st through August 3rd, and that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And live coverage on NBC Sports will be on August 2nd from 7 to 9 p.m. and August 3rd from 1 to 5 p.m., both Eastern Standard Times. And if you go to auctionsamerica.com, you will see all of the 450 cars that we'll be offering there, and you can actually bid on some things online that way. There's some great memorabilia, and you know, you can look at our full auction schedule and see all the other cars that are coming up in the month to follow.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, keeping on the Auctions America side, after the RM festivities in Monterey, you're back to work really quickly with the traditional sale, as you call it, a Labor Day tradition, and that's the Auburn sale coming up on August 28th through September 1st. This is held at the legendary Auction Park, the Auburn Auction Park in Auburn, Indiana. And you guys have done just a remarkable job in renovating that facility and really have done wonders. I haven't had the pleasure of being there yet, but everybody tells me you guys just really hit it out of the park.
Well, it's constantly evolving, and but we're excited about it, and we're very pleased with what we have to present this year, and we're narrowing down to about 1,400 cars for the sale. So this is when we say Labor Day tradition, this is it. So you know, it'll start this year on Wednesday with a full day of memorabilia and go all the way through Monday. So it's a huge event, and as I said, 1,400 cars. You know, there's everything from helicopter rides to monster truck rides. It's a pretty fun family event, and we get about 80,000 people through the gates every year. So, there's certainly it's become a destination for many people, and what we try to do is just improve the collection of cars offered each year. And this year is probably one of the best. We're looking at an outstanding group of Duesenbergs, classics, obviously Auburns, Cores, Duesenbergs, and then also a single owner collection with about 100 cars being sold on Saturday. So those will be all pretty much without reserve. So it's got a little bit of everything.
And again, coverage on the NBC Sports Network. So another great event being broadcast from Auctions America. Congratulations once again on that coverage. As we
look ahead to the events in Monterey. Monterey is one of the big events of the year for a lot of the auction companies, and RM has been leading the charge there for many, many years. And the two nights of auctions, the Friday night and the Saturday night, downtown Monterey, it's a little bit of Hollywood and certainly a whole lot of drama. I know, an awful lot of work to put an event like that together, Ian, but I'm sure that you're looking forward to another extravaganza there at the Portola Hotel.
Yeah, that's still the sort of the grand finale of our auction year in terms of most of the events, but this year in particular, it's we're looking at over $100 million worth of cars being offered over the two nights, with just over 100 cars. So it's quite an outstanding group of cars, whether you're a collector, enthusiast, even obviously if you're not in the market for anything we're offering or have the wherewithal, and are normal people just like most of us, It's still one of the best car shows you can go to. So it's the presentation, the excitement, and as you said, there's something about it that people just love to go to and love to be part of.
Oh, absolutely. It's something that every car guy and car girl should put on their list to do at least once. Go to what has now become Pebble Beach Week and attend all of these great auctions, because the quality of the vehicles, the quality of presentation, and, of course, sometimes there are very famous people in attendance. I remember one of the times in the early 2000s where I was seated up close being a member of the press in the row ahead of me was Nicolas Cage and Marie Presley. So.
We've had an interesting group of people come through there, and everything from former Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert. He was there that same year, and his Secret Service detail far outseated that of Nicolas Cage's security.
Oh, that's great. Are you still looking for consignments for Auburn?
We do still accept consignments for Auburn, if pretty much all the way up, and that's certainly something that people can also go on the Auctions America website and see what's being offered there too. That's updated pretty much daily, that's a pretty exciting group of cars there too. Obviously, like we said, there'll be over 1,500, that's just something that grows and grows and grows each year, and there'll be more cars added daily, like I said.
That's great. Well, as we get closer to that event, after you catch your breath, hopefully we can get you back to feature some of the special cars and some of the collections going over the block at the Auburn event. But in the meantime, hit it out of the ballpark in Burbank, my friend Ian Kelleher.
And thank you, Bob.
We look forward to seeing you really soon.
Very much, Bob. Appreciate it.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.